I'm thrilled that Edinburgh is going to once again host the International Culture Summit. This is the second International Culture Summit following the very successful summit held in 2012. And of course, Edinburgh in August is exactly the right place for it to be, with the Edinburgh International Festival and the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, the Edinburgh International Festival being the largest kind of festival of its kind in the world and the oldest. I'm delighted that my Department of Culture, Media and Sport, the British government, have helped make this summit happen, working with the British Council, the Edinburgh International Festival, the Scottish Parliament and the Scottish government. And I think it's a unique forum for artists, for cultural leaders, for ministers and policymakers to come together to discuss the important role culture has in furthering international dialogue and cooperation. It's a summit that will let us share our understanding and appreciation of the value of culture, not just for our country, but for every nation around the world. In Britain, we're lucky to have a world-class cultural life and a worldwide reputation for excellence and creativity. And it's this culture that helps, among other things, helps us build long-lasting relationships and friendships with countries. It's provided mutual benefits and deepened a sense of understanding and trust between our nations. Our unique and varied culture offer helps attract millions of visitors to our country every year, whether it's our historic palaces and incredible museums or our music and arts festivals that cater for tastes up and down the country. And the Edinburgh festivals, more than any other, highlight the diversity in British cultural life, showcase the wealth and breadth of talent and creativity that exist in these islands. They provide the perfect backdrop for discussions at this year's summit and give our guests the opportunity to experience the UK's incredible culture for themselves. I very much look forward to welcoming you to Edinburgh this summer.